So today, I thought that since tomorrow is a very special day, and today, but tomorrow in particular, with an Anagarika ordination happening, we might incline our metta practice more towards a celebratory feel. So perhaps a little bit more of the mudita aspect. And the reason that's also very present in my mind is because I've been blessed to meet Venerable Dhammasamy from Myanmar twice in the last 2 weeks. He's only over in the UK for 2 weeks, and he's an incredibly gracious, grateful, no, I was going to say graceful, ungrateful, noble-hearted being. I mean, someone who really is doing an enormous amount for the suffering in the world. And I've been so inspired by him because he lives in a very, very, it's not just politically unsettled, it's totally unsettled, violent. What can we call it? My mind is not very clear, but it's really just infighting, turning on every other ethnic group at this point in Myanmar. So it's very, very unstable and probably quite dangerous to be in that country at all. But he has this kind of university, which is like a kind of haven of stability and peace that he has to kind of, yeah, steer. And I won't go into too much more detail because his situation is probably not very safe. But through the power of his practice and goodness, he's somehow managing to be a beacon of hope and peace for many. And amazingly, his main practice is mudita. So that just really strikes me, you know, that somebody's experiencing such incredible suffering, like sort of instability that we can't even imagine or conceive of, like actual danger of his life and all his supporters' lives and the people in the village life and everybody's life. The earthquake as well that's just happened in Myanmar. And yet he says you can either focus on what's wrong or you can focus on the good. And that is his practice that creates an incredible amount of resilience and inspiration for many. So I wanted to share some of the mudita practice that he's talked about to me, but that I also practice to some degree, and just extend that today, especially with Chi in mind. She's going to take up her Anagarika training tomorrow and share it with all of us here as well. So let's just settle ourselves as we usually do. By gently closing our eyes and yet retaining the perception of the warmth and the inspiration of being with spiritual friends. We might not realize it because we do this so often to coming together on Zoom, but it is inspiring, as Venerable Vimala just said, to see so many people coming to practice the Dhamma from all over the world, making that a priority, making that the only thing of importance right now. Coming back to those values you most treasure in your life, in your heart. And just starting to come in contact gently with your inner world, feelings in your body. Gently, gently, however disagreeable they may initially seem. Just opening up the field of awareness in a gentle way to include the pleasant and also the aches, the pains, fogginess, tiredness, the anxiety. Allowing those feelings into this warm and friendly space. Noticing that you are supported by the ground, Feeling the gravity, the heaviness in the legs, in the buttocks, and allowing that to help you find your center, your connection with the ground. And also noticing the space around you. Rooted yet open. Unobstructed. The demands, the pressures of your work week, of the family or partners, emails, phone calls just fading away. So you carve out this silent space for yourself right now. And breathing with that. Allowing the breaths to be full. Allowing them to complete. With the out breath, inviting any more contraction, tension, holding to gently release. Flow into the ground. This gravity, the earth supports you. Smiling into your body with a sense of friendliness towards whatever feelings are present right now. Maybe even with a sense of gratitude for this body that, despite the pressures of life, continues to serve you, continues to work pretty well. Well enough that you have the opportunity to practice. So just spreading thoughts of gratitude, goodwill through your body. Infusing your awareness with the energy of gratitude as it spreads from the top of the head through your face, down your neck, through your shoulders and arms to the fingertips, right through the trunk at your own speed, just washing over your body through the buttocks, down the legs, washing your body with waves of kind, grateful awareness. Noticing if the body responds. Maybe with tingling or softness, more spaciousness, a little bit more ease. Taking time to thank your body for all the ways it works well.
Bringing to mind another person who's close to you in life. It might be a friend, a parent, a child, colleague, someone else who's experiencing some success, some happiness, whose life is going well. Maybe they're finding meaning. Maybe they're doing a lot of good, or a little bit of good. And you can see some quality that you respect in them. Bringing this person to mind now with feelings of happiness on their behalf. Noticing perhaps how your own life or the lives of others are enriched by this person's happiness or success. And just notice how it feels to bring this person's happiness, prosperity, success to mind. It causes a response that you can feel in your body or heart. Notice too if any feelings of envy or doubt, resistance arise without judging them, just noticing how that feels for you and how it would be to let them go. Let go of that resistance and genuinely partake in this person's happiness and success as if it were your own. As if it were something that could benefit many people and help alleviate the suffering in the world. And staying connected to your body, allowing the thoughts of this person to fade. We're going to open up and bring to mind people we may not know who are doing good in this world. We might start by just thinking about the ordinary things that we use from day to day. Things that we might take for granted, such as the fact that we have a computer in front of us now. And reflect that there are so many unknown beings who've been working hard, develop, invent, manufacture the machine that we're using, the cushion that we're sitting on, the house that we live in, not only the builders of the house, but the people who manufacture the bricks, transported the materials, trained as architects. So many people contributing to everything, every single thing in our lives that we benefit from. Unknown people working hard to do good. To provide services, to provide the ordinary and yet essential things that enable us to live and to practice, to be here right now. Whole chain of causes and conditions, different beings performing their various duties, using their skills, using having a sense of responsibility. Be part of a harmonious society that works pretty well. Not only our physical requisites, but also all the people who serve through their jobs, their roles, maybe as healthcare workers or other medical professionals, motivated by goodwill, compassion. Some of these people travel to disaster zones and provide services in times of natural disasters, famine, disease. The educators, my first teachers to people who specialize and help us your bothers, with education that can then also be put to good use to help alleviate the suffering in the world. People who provide transport in various ways. People who take on responsible leadership roles, often at the expense of much praise and blame, mostly the blame. All people mostly motivated by good, goodwill, the wish to live meaningful, helpful lives. Countless unknown beings throughout the world. And for those who wish to gently stretch the mudita practice to expand the heart some more, you may bring to mind someone who maybe you don't like very much. Not a sworn enemy or someone who's hurt you deeply, but someone who you just have some reservation towards. Maybe they don't always behave very kindly, or there's been some difficulty in the past, and yet there's something in their life that's going well. And enjoying a certain level of health or success, good relationships with others. See if you can recognize the happiness they have, things that are going well for them. Connect to that and rejoice. Understanding that no matter what your feelings are about this person, their happiness is good for them by extension, good for others as well. No one served by them suffering, no one served by punishment or revenge. So may this person too continue to enjoy happiness and success, good health, good friends, and much peace in their life. May I be able to rejoice in this person's happiness, this person's success. And may no harm come to them. Perhaps even recognizing that they also have some good qualities. Connecting to those qualities with a sense of happiness and joy. Not trying to force these feelings, but just opening to the possibility of finding something to celebrate, even with a person we may not like very much. And now gently returning to your own body, noticing if there are any pleasant feelings associated with this practice and staying connected to them, welcoming them, rejoicing in them, however much peace and calm you experience. However well or badly you may think you've done. And just once again, rejoicing in your life, in your practice, the amazing qualities that have enabled you to come to this point where you're able to cultivate the heart. People who are supporting you in that, the environment that's supporting you, the basic necessities of life that are in place. The body. Sometimes healthy, sometimes struggling along. But it's still the faculty of hearing that enables you to learn the Dhamma. Breath, which gives you life and also helps the mind to calm. And even the feelings in the body, whether pleasant or unpleasant, helping us to be present. Develop understanding and insight into the way things are. Allowing yourself to rejoice with having a human life. A life in which you come in contact with the Dhamma. And not only that, but you're developing the path throughout the struggles as well as the times when things are going easily, easefully. No matter what you faced and what's to come, still you're practicing. Rejoicing with this. And rejoicing with everyone else in this virtual or actual room. My fellow companions sitting here at Anukampa Grove, a bhikkhuni sister, so rare in the world. And all the other wonderful lay practitioners around me and also on Zoom. People I've met various parts of the world or I'm yet to meet your companions. Maybe just for this hour, or maybe who you too will meet or have met. Recognizing the blessing that we all share and rejoicing in our qualities. In our lives. Sabbe sata, sabbe pana, sabbe bhuta. Sabbe Pugala, Sabeata bawa pariyapna. Sabaitiyo. Sabe povisa. Sabe ariya. Sabe anaviya. Sabe deva. Sabe manusa. Sabe viniparika. Aweva hontu. Abhyapaja hontu. Aniga hontu. Sukhiyatanam pavihavantu. Dukkha munjantu. Yadalada sampatito. Mawe gachantu. Kamasaka. Sadhu. Sadhu is rejoicing. Sadhu. I rejoice. Sadhu. I rejoice in the one arm that works. Excellent. Well, I hope it was excellent, because actually I got a lot of messages to say the sound didn't work and you couldn't hear me. But anyway, it's not to do with what I say, it's to do with your practice. So hopefully you were set off in the right direction. And yeah, hopefully that invited a little bit more mudita into your lives and into your hearts. So these are some of the things that I've been practicing and learning, and this idea to sort of rejoice with all the people who've been involved in producing the things that we use. This is from Venerable Dhammasami. He was talking about this, and while he was talking the other day, I was just getting more and more happy. It was amazing. Like, oh my goodness, where does this chain of causality actually end? And he was saying about how this can be very helpful for the insight into non-self, just realizing that none of this is to do with any one person or any individual, or just the culminative efforts of countless beings, like the cause and effect process that allows us to have what we have in our lives. And even our own qualities, right? That we can't take responsibility for that either. These are caused by all the teachings we've heard, by the kind of serendipitous, kind of seemingly magical happenings that bring us together, you know, in all kinds of unexpected ways. And then we learn something here, we learn something there, and this enriches our life. So it's just kind of mind-blowing when we start to reflect in this way. And he was saying that recently someone asked him, but aren't you just practicing samatha? And he said, no, because of the insights that it leads to in terms of non-self. And also, of course, having the wisdom to practice this in a skillful way, you know, noticing up the reactions that happen in our minds, etc. You know, noticing where we're blocked, noticing how some of the hindrances like jealousy or a sense of stinginess, that's also one of the far enemies, I think. No, near enemies of mudita, is a sense of like, you don't really want to give people the benefit of the doubt. You don't really want to see their qualities. You want to be a bit mean and stingy in how much you celebrate with other people's success. This is also part of the barrier to allowing that rejoicing joy to develop in the heart. You know, Ajahn Brahm often says it's free happiness. Yeah, we have the happiness in our own lives. Maybe it's sometimes a bit subdued. Maybe actually we're miserable sometimes, but other people are happy. Other people are doing well. So why not connect with that and allow ourselves some free happiness that we didn't necessarily earn, but that other people enjoy? just take part in that. Partake in the happiness and goodness of other people's lives. And that, of course, develops more appreciation of our own lives and more qualities to arise and develop in our hearts. So thank you for putting in the links. And yes, I do usually like to open for any feedback. There's not a lot of time. I could probably take one comment live and maybe anything else people want to share in the chat. How was that for you? Was it uplifting? Was it depressing? You know, it's all okay. It's all okay. And if you want to speak, please speak. It's lovely to hear other people's voice as well as my own. Okay, someone found that uplifting. How about people in here?
Very warm.
Very warm.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
I make my mind calmer and more relaxing.
More relaxing.
And also, there's one part that goes, the person for me and her, a little bit of clash in my workplace. We are colleagues. So actually,
it
softens my mind down.
Oh, that's great. Because my mic's not plugged in, I don't know if you picked that up, but this person, he didn't. Okay, they had a bit of clash with a colleague, and because of the last practice where we brought to mind someone we've had a bit of a clash with, their mind became more soft towards her. Is that right? Yeah, great, great.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
How about you?
Good. So in here we have contentment. Will you be here in the UK or Australia this rains? Most likely in Australia. Most likely. I mean, I never know until everything's booked and until like we really actually have the space to think about it and really put that plan in place. Wonderful. She just came in. Now you have the chance to rejoice with her for like 2 minutes. Oh, we did a rejoicing joy meditation. And actually, it was inspired by you, although we didn't speak directly about your ordination tomorrow, but we did mention it at the beginning. Yeah, so it's nice that you came in last minute. Would you like to say hi? Yeah, come. Come in to say hi. So this is the, come right here. Almost on my knee. Come. Yay! Oh, there's Caro. So this is Chi, and this is the last. This is now the last time, unless you're coming here today, that you'll see her with hair. So there's a beautiful hair, and yeah, a beautiful scarf. But more than that, her beautiful energy, which is going to only increase. Woohoo! You got a woohoo. Yeah, so I'm sure you're feeling, I don't know, slightly nervous or
no?
No, wow, that's amazing.
I feel so nervous. That's when I'm
forgetting. Yeah, you're very nervous.
I feel very well, it's important. That's why.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, so walking ahead with confidence, letting go with confidence. You'll have an even more beautiful face. Rejoice, hurrah, well done. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Many times over, so happy for Chi. So this is really a cause for celebration. Much mudita to Chi. Yeah. By the way, I'm also having a lot, like you can have mudita to me as well. Not that I want to steal it here, but imagine how happy it makes me and the whole community, yeah. But really, it's amazing for Chi. And I think the other really amazing thing is that your family are all here, or at least a lot of them, mm-hmm. Not the whole family, but I guess they're all celebrating with you from afar. Obviously, you aren't able to be. It's amazing. Yeah. So, nice note to end on. And thank you all also for making this possible, because without the wider community, this place would not be here, the conditions would not be here. And as you just said, you know, you feel supported, and that's why you're not so nervous. That's because of everyone here. And well, that's another example of countless beings, thousands of beings, many thousands of beings who've been supporting us throughout the last 9 years, many that I don't even know of, you know, anonymous donations or collections in countries where people were just giving a few rupees. And it was so touching to receive lists of names, you know, of all the people that had been contributing and who will never get to come here. You know, small and large donations, but also all your time, all your energy, helping at the events, helping upload the YouTube videos, so many things, working as trustees, volunteers, visitors, etc. It's just, the list is just endless. So because of that, we can experience this joy. And out of that, we'll have more people to practice and share the Dhamma. What did Venerable Dhamma Swami say to you?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, you do remember.
Willfully forgetting it.
What did he say?
Okay. Yeah, he said, the next time I see you, maybe I'll hear a Dhamma talk, your Dhamma talk.
Yes. Your Dhamma talk.
I'm not sure about that because it's a senior and revered monk.
And whether it's next time or not, but it was just one of those beautiful kind of gestures of confidence and support. I found that was the thing, and that twinkle in his eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very sweet. And it also meant a lot to me because it was like, I'm enjoying seeing the Bhikkhuni Sangha develop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he said before he left, he said, I have much mudita, much mudita. He's a very eloquent and serene person. Much mudita for all the efforts and the hard work that's gone into this place. And just the kind of understated joy that he expressed was so beautiful, wasn't it? Yeah. So he came here for tea, and we also went there. I went there with Anagar Kripachala 2 days ago or so to see him again. And so I want to just recognize that, because that's inspired me to share the mudita today. So. Good. So take care, everyone. We can unmute you now, and you're welcome to wave goodbye. And
how's your legs? You can actually completely sit here if you want.
Oh, yeah.
You look quite happy.
So, yeah, bye, everyone.